The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
This is the world famous
K-Rock. Good morning and welcome to your Monday. A brand new week can begin. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Hi.
You got DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hey.
In the back, Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa taking them calls at 800-520-1067. And then there he is. Jake the Nerd, who people still catching up on the big story that you shared with us last week. Jake the Nerd's big dry spell came to an end.
God, I'm so behind on the podcast, but my boy Jake got some! Woo! I got some too! Bang, bro!
That guy is very excited that you got some and he got some. And Jake's relationship with listener Tina that he met on air last week doing some live radio Tinder is apparently working out beautifully for Jake.
Oh, yeah. So successful?
Yeah, it's been successful. We had a good weekend together.
How many days did you spend together over the weekend?
Well, most of it, all of it, like all Friday and pretty much all Saturday, and then the morning on Sunday.
I heard a rumor that Jake, Jake didn't come to our blood drive event on Friday because
he was out of it.
He was sneaking. He had no more fluids in his body. No, because he was sneaking out to go see Tina.
You didn't mention that. I thought you were just hanging out with her on Saturday.
No, she came over Friday night.
Yeah, but you bailed on us, and you bailed on being a blood hero. And by the way, to all the listeners that came by and donated some of your blood or even just came by to say hi, I really appreciate everyone who stopped by to make the $10 blood suck a big success at the Dave & Buster's Long Beach. And I'm glad that you guys appreciated the hang as well.
Good morning, show. Just calling to tell you guys I love you and leaving the blood drive. You guys are awesome. Thank you for putting this on. One, for we can be helpful. Blood heroes, but also just you guys being you and being lovely people, giving your time and energy to the listeners and speaking to them when you guys do. Every time I speak with you guys always give me your time and undivided attention, and I love it. Appreciate you guys. I'm your groupie.
I did play Papa Shot at the Dave & Buster's against the Bud Light Bros, and one of them got a total score of zero, which is incredible. I mean, it's really remarkable.
I feel like even my toddler kid would be able to get one.
Yeah, one of them was really good. He was like a ringer. He got like a 46 or 60 or something. I mean, really high score, and the other one got zero. I don't even know if he was
facing the right way.
I don't think so.
Even Blind Charlie got like four.
I know. It's incredible. But good time. So thanks for coming out. We saved a lot of lives, and we appreciate you doing that. And yeah, we'll keep doing events like that, I'm sure, as well. But I didn't realize that Jake, because I thought Jake was coming. I thought he was, we all trailed that. We left the show, and then we drove down to Long Beach. I assumed Jake was like on our tail, and then he was a no-show. And then I realized
he was chasing a different tail.
He spent all weekend with this girl, Tina. Then apparently,
rest up for it.
We'll have to get into this in a second, but he claims that Tina's more of a man than he is. And there's something strange when you are in a relationship, and I don't know if it's necessarily a relationship yet, but where you realize that, wait a minute, she's more of a man than I am because she's doing something, and Jake is freaked out. We'll get to it next. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. In just a moment, we'll take your calls at 800-520-1067. The question we have for you is, in your life, what was your Grand Slam moment? If you're a professional baseball player, there's no bigger moment than what happened to Freddie Freeman on Friday. Grand Slam, extra innings, wins the game, World Series game one. I mean, that's what you do. And in regular people's lives, I think we have moments where potentially it's all on the line. It's our biggest high-stake moment. Did we step up and perform in the way Freddie Freeman did?
Or? Oh, and it can be work-related. It could be relationship-related. It could be an athletic thing.
What was your, to date in your life, what was your Grand Slam moment, Grand Slam World Series moment, and how did you perform when you when it was your chance?
Maybe you struck out. Maybe you sucked.
I'd love to hear your stories, and we'll give away some Ricky Gervais tickets at 800-520-1067. Jake was on a dry spell for a long time, and then he met this girl on the show, and then they had sex on the first date.
Twice.
A couple of times, and now they've been inseparable ever since, but you have a concern, Jake, already, right?
Yeah, she used to be like someone who was a mechanic. Well, she was a mechanic, and now she is one of 12 women in the whole world to like fix commercial machinery. And I was talking to her about my car.
There's only 12 women in the whole world that can fix commercial machinery?
That has her job. Most of the people in her industry are men. She's one of 12 women in the whole country that has her job.
Someone asked, is it possible that this woman is actually Vance?
Oh,
from
yeah.
From Love Island.
You know what? If she is, I'll take it.
So, and you're sure 100% that she doesn't bat for my team?
I'm sure. Yeah, very positive.
Because you do have big boobies.
That's true, but I'm pretty sure.
And you think
does she motorboat them?
She did not.
No. And she is she's a mechanic, but a very highly skilled mechanic.
Yes.
Cool.
And so
great,
I was,
by the way, how great. Sexy. How great is it when you start dating someone new and then you realize that, like, you didn't start dating them because they have a skill, but they just, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, by the way, I'm a Michelin chef. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, by the way, one of the things that you love, I'm an expert in.
Right. Like, you're bitching about your car. She's like, oh, yeah, I can fix that, no problem. You're like, you can?
Yeah, because I think, Jake, you were telling us last week that your car just reached a new level of crappery.
Yes, both my back windows have issues. One door won't unlock, and then the other window just fell down, and it's up right now. It's being held up by duct tape.
Jesus,
man, you're such a catch, dude. I understand. I understand why she's into you.
And she said, "Oh well, you know, if you just come over to my house, I could just take that panel off, no problem. And you know, we can wedge it with a piece of wood until you buy a sensor. And then if you get a sensor, I can install it for you. It's no problem at all."
Oh, hot!
Wow,
cool.
Did that make you feel good or bad? Kind of, because
I mean, kind of both, right? I was like, man, this lady's more of a man than I am, but right. Also awesome.
Right. Did you like pretend like I could do that too, even though you know you couldn't do that too?
No, I very much not pretend to do that because I'm afraid that if I tried it, I'd make it worse.
Cool. What's a panel and a sensor and a wedge?
Now, what's a piece of wood? Start there. Right.
I know what that is.
So did you let her do it?
We haven't done it yet because I didn't go to her house yet. She came to my house all weekend, but it is on the menu.
Have you been to her house at all yet?
I have not.
So you don't know what her situation is?
Well, I know what her situation is. She lives in the same type of situation as I do. She has a back house and, you know.
Remember their shed bros.
Their, yeah,
shed,
but,
bros.
But what if there's something that you don't know about her? What if she's a weird hoarder? What if there's something she collects that's scary?
Or there's like
creepy.
A perma smell in that house.
Yeah.
That you can't shake.
That is something you have to take in consideration. And then, you know, you hold your nose until she fixes your car.
Jake, do you believe at this point you are, quote, dating this woman?
I mean, what's your definition of dating?
What's your definition of dating?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, are you guys a couple at this point?
I wouldn't say we're a couple, but we've gone several dates. We plan on seeing each other again.
How many times have you done it now? Don't act like you have not counted.
It's getting close to like 10, I guess.
Whoa!
10 times.
So you had two the first night, and now you have sex 8 times over the weekend?
We had two the first night. She came on a Thursday. I think we had one then. We did, like, 5 times Friday.
What?
Whoa.
5 times on Friday?
Hell yeah, Jake.
Woo! Jake was giving blood.
Yeah, Jake really was giving
that
blood.
That was my Grand Slam, everybody.
Yeah, that was his moment.
Wow. That was your Grand Slam moment.
Yeah, coming off a huge drought. Finally, it's time to perform. You step up. You go 5 times. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was very thirsty.
All right. Well, good luck with all that. I hope this doesn't crash and burn.
Oh, thanks, Coach.
And we'll take your calls next. 800-520-1067. You're a regular person. What was your Grand Slam moment? Did you perform when it was your chance? Did you Freddie Freeman it, or did you go the opposite way altogether? 800-520-1067. We'll come back with your stories and give away some Ricky Gervais tickets next on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Here's the question. What was your Grand Slam World Series moment? Maybe you're not a professional baseball player. In fact, I would bet you're probably not. But if you were, there's nothing bigger or better than what happened Friday night at the end of Game 1. And here's a recap.
Bottom of the 10th, bases loaded, World Series, one-run game. Dodgers-Yankees.
Reality for Freddie Freeman right here. Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddie! Game 1 of the World Series!
So, here's the deal. In real life, you've probably had a moment that would be your equivalent as a civilian of what would be, you know, a baseball player's bottom, in this particular case, bottom of the 10th, extra innings, World Series, mm-hmm. bases loaded, Yankees, Dodgers, rivalry. It had all the makings of everything, and you go, this is my chance. And had he struck out or fouled that, whatever, popped up, it wouldn't have been what it became, but now he stepped up and he did it. And I'm wondering, what was your World Series moment, and did you perform under the pressure?
Yeah, and some people on the text line are like, I was driving behind a car that caused a multiple car accident. I helped the victims from the crash, got them out of their cars, kept everyone calm until the paramedics arrived. That can be a Grand Slam moment for you. But a lot of people on the text line think that Jake having sex 5 times in one day is a Grand Slam moment.
They all
and
got
they're
it
like, I'm going to try and beat your 5-time record. I'm going for 6 this week.
There you go. You got to keep raising the bar. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, you did it in high school. Right before eating school lunch, there's a fundraiser, and they're selling Krispy Kreme donuts, and I actually ate the whole box of a dozen donuts in one sitting.
And just for your own amusement, or was there some kind of prize?
Well, the bet was that, like, they would pay for it, it was like $5 for the whole dozen, so I ended up, like, getting $5, but really it's just for eating it, you know?
So the deal was, if you could finish an entire dozen of Krispy Kremes, you wouldn't have to pay for them.
Yep, basically.
And there was a crowd gathered behind you, kind of rooting you on?
Oh, yeah. The whole school was there, like, eat, eat, eat. You know, it was crazy, man.
Cool. And was there a moment where you're like, I can't do it. I can't do another one.
Oh, no. I went and got school lunch after that. It was no problem.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Krispy Kremes kind of slide down nice, especially if they're a little warm.
Yeah, but a whole dozen?
Oh, yeah.
And to this moment in your life, that would still be your, if you, someone said,
I got $5 worth of donuts for
it was one dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, and you got the, of course, the cheers of an entire school, but that to you is your big Grand Slam moment.
I mean, like, arguably there have been better moments, but that was definitely the coolest moment.
Nadine on K-Rock, let's celebrate these big Grand Slam moments. Let me give this, hold on. That's for the Krispy Kreme guy. Because you need that to make it official. Nadine, what was your equivalent as a civilian Grand Slam World Series moment? What happened?
Christmas 2000, visiting my boyfriend in Spain, didn't have a visa. I'm a Jamaican citizen. And they're like, you have a green card, doesn't matter. I'm like, dude, I've got nothing on me that's dangerous. I've been to Germany, here's my passport. I was like, you can touch me. He's like, all right, I was putting out. I was like, yes, they're real, go ahead. You can test. I'm going to Spain, I'm not going to turn back home.
Wait, you let them do what to you?
I'm like, you can talk to me. I was putting out, girl. What's wrong with you? I was putting out. This is before 9/11, so my passport had, like, I've been to, Germany, Norway. I have family in England, so I'm like, dude, I didn't know Jamaican citizens with U.S. green cards needed.
Are you saying you snuck into a country with no documentation?
I flew in. Not a passport. I had tickets, but the airline told me, yeah, you're U.S. a resident. You got a green card. You're fine to go to Spain. They're like, no, we changed the rules. Because your people are coming here and staying. I'm like, what do you mean?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's give her a song. I don't really get it, but sure.
She said she let them touch her boobs.
I thought that's what I heard, too.
I think she put it out, yeah.
She
said they're real.
Are we putting words in your mouth, Nadine, or did you say that you let the customs agent fill you up and then you got in the country? Nadine? I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
Peter, talking about civilians and your World Series moments, what was your Freddie Freeman moment? Did you perform when the pressure was on?
Yeah, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
My Grand Slam moment was when I was trying to sum up the courage in college. I went to Cal Poly Pomona, and there was this girl I was interested in. So the way I was able to do it was that I knew there was a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert that night, so I asked her to go to the concert with me, which was on campus, and she said yes.
And you had no tickets at the time? You just said, I'll ask first, and then if she says yes, I'll figure it out?
This was so long ago, you won't believe this, but it was free.
Whoa. That's a moment.
Free. Right? Da, da, da,
you love that?
Da, 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 free, 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 free. It was free. That is really free.
Hey, listen, everyone's got their, whatever they believe their Grand Slam moment is in life, will not always be as good as what we saw on Friday night, what we all witnessed that will probably forever be in our brains. Clearly, based on these stories, not even close. Samantha, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. What happened? What was your Grand Slam moment?
My Grand Slam is getting through nursing school. We started out with 39, and my cohort only graduated with 19.
Oh, and you were one of 19.
One of 19. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Fun. Those are good odds. 562 said they slept with 5 different women in one day. Do you think that's real?
I mean, if they texted it, it must be real. Who are we to question that?
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Wow, 626 mom-daughter combo.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Grand Slam sex moments.
Sexual
all right.
ones. But for whatever reason, people, they say that is, they know in that moment, this is going to be my equivalent. I mean, everyone, if you ever played wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball in the backyard, stickball, like everyone did that. You know, that hypothetical moment, it's usually bottom of the ninth. I don't think even people could imagine extra innings then. So they're bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, World Series. Usually it's a game 7, but whatever, close enough.
You know, it's funny because I ran into somebody that I totally forgot I was in a softball league with this friend. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot that we did softball together. And they were like, yeah, don't you remember the last game you played? We were in a tournament and we were about to win and then you struck out and we all lost.
There you go. That's Allie's moment right there. Sounds about right. Daja, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. What's up?
Dahlia?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
My Freddie Freeman moment, I saved a choking kid at a restaurant.
Whoa! And it was a random kid or somebody that you were out with?
Yeah, it was like a random kid. We were, my boyfriend and I went to a restaurant and... At first I thought like the mom was playing with the kid because she had him like upside down and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, what's going on? So I just like ran over and I'm like, is he okay? And she's like, he's choking like on one of the mints from the restaurant.
Oh.
And so like it was crazy. I just, I had worked with kids prior, so we had to be like CPR trained and stuff like this. And I was like, I never thought I would have to use this.
Whoa.
You know?
But, yeah. So what did you do? The Heimlich?
Yeah, Heimlich. I was like patting his back, you know, trying to. I was kind of sad though because I had to like hit his back really hard. But yeah, it was. It finally came out. Good thing.
Dang! So. Did they give you anything for that? Like,
you
hey,
get that
we're
mint.
Gonna. Yeah,
that mint is yours now.
It was like. It was just the feeling of, you know, like.
Right.
Just,
hey, you still have it though. I mean, that's the cool thing about that. Chris,
at least the restaurant should clap for you. Wouldn't you think that, Clint?
You would think you'd get some. And hopefully it's not one of those annoying kids, because sometimes at the restaurant, you know.
They're like, put it back in.
Right, one annoying kid will ruin everything. Robert, what was your Grand Slam World Series moment?
Morning. Good divots.
Sweet divots. What happened to you?
I saved a child from getting kidnapped.
Whoa. Dude, did you hear about that story the weekend?
That's a real F you to the mint lady story from a moment ago, huh? You really told her. Take that
no,
mint
it was
and
a huge
it.
Story this weekend that this woman caught like a guy that was about to kidnap a little girl, and it's like Grand Slam moment for sure. What happened with you?
Well, the thing is, right after I saved this child from getting kidnapped.
I kidnapped her.
I said, you know what? You are cute. I'm taking you.
You know what? There cops were reporting to a some type of call. So like 10 cops showed up right after that happened. And not to me, they arrested me after the fact.
So it
they
was...
thought I was in the middle of the street trying to flag them down. Mm-hmm. So they thought I was a suspect of whatever they were reporting to. And I got put in handcuffs and I was like, I just saved the child from getting kidnapped.
Oh,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
a Lakers playoff game.
Whoa!
Oh, that's great. When you pull that off successfully, you're in there, you feel like the heat is off. What happened? How'd you do that?
I was with three of my buddies, and I went to the restroom. I saw two double doors. Only one of them had the security and the scanning, so I just walked through the other side. and they tried to flag me down, but I just kept on walking, put my head down, snuck into a concession line, bought some beers, and went to the stands.
Wow. And that's confidence. That's what it takes. Unwavering confidence, which is what Freddie Freeman had.
Yeah, you don't have to be a Dodger to have those Grand Slam World Series moments, clearly based on some of the stories we're hearing. Lives being saved, donuts being eaten. We've really gone all over the... Chris, hold on. This is... Chris, this is one of my dreams. What happened to you? Chris?
Hello?
Oh, man, I really... Oh, forget it. I was wanted to get the Chris's story.
This is one of your dreams. Just a little bit of silence.
Moving too slowly.
it's a little quiet.
Steve, quickly, we got time for one more. What's up?
Well, we were playing football on the high school practice field one Saturday. I caught the ball over my left shoulder after running 30 yards, outran the guy for another 20 yards, made the touchdown, dropped the ball, and then went into the bushes and took a leak because I really had to take a leak.
See? What a story.
You're not going to shake your hands. I said, tell you what, I'll wash it off with this dirt, and then we'll shake hands.
All right. See this? Bunch of Freddie Freeman's in our audience.
There's a lot of extra information there, but we got the point.
I wish we could get to more of these stories, but that is our time. But thank you for sharing, and it's nice to know that if you haven't yet had your World Series Grand Slam moment, it could happen at any moment. You just got to be ready, Allie. You always got to be ready.
I was a kidnapper. Get arrested.
That was one time I handed one of those giant popcorn buckets at the movie theater and did kind of a turn too quickly, bumped the person in line behind me. And the whole bucket kind of started to... I was about to lose the whole bucket of popcorn. But then, like Freddie Freeman, I caught that bucket. Only lost about 6 kernels.
Wow.
And that is...
How heroic.
That is my moment. So we all got them. I'm just saying. Got to look for them or set the bar low enough. We are Klein Alley Show, K-Rock.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show with all the talk of World Series Baseball. Maybe you forgot about the fact that we're in the middle of an NFL season right now, and Allie can't forget because she looks at the games every single week and she tries to figure out ways to make the NFL even gayer.
Yes, I know, and I am a Niners fan. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people don't like that team, but my sister went to the game for the first time all season and they had their first really good win. But if you look at all the games that were played yesterday, there were a lot of very gay moments, and I would like to highlight them all for you because it was National Tight Ends Day and the gay sports highlights were a-flying.
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
It is caught! Both tight ends have scored on this National Tight Ends Day.
Second down, it's Connor again, and Connor squirts through for a first down. 21 plays a quarter and kind of slow bleeding down the field.
It's not blown dead!
And there's not a single bear in pursuit. The fact that they're still close, they still get together in the offseason.
That's a little more Phillip Rivers than I'm used to. I like that.
George, give us your reaction to these belts.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good on you.
It does, doesn't it? It fits well.
Will Disley, with his arms wrapped around him, was Jordan Howden.
It's a miracle! Brown!
Monday night, it gives you an extra time to get engaged with Hopkins. Looked like he was trying to tuck it back in, but ruled incomplete.
McBride hurtling inside Dolphin territory.
One-handed grab. National Tight Ends Day. Adam Trautman says, it's my day.
These have been the gayest sports highlights from this week.
Quick break. Back with your ADD news. And more on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's figure out what's going on in the world together. Then we kick off a brand new hour of the show. Apparently, Vanessa encountered a magician over the weekend at a Halloween party. And it has,
apparently, because of the drunk texts and messages that we got.
They weren't that drunk.
It has rocked her
world.
Oh, my
God. There's no way you were not drunk.
Vanessa. I was happy.
Okay.
The amount of texts you sent us, videos and everything. I mean, it was...
I wanted to share with the people I like.
I've never seen an adult react to a magician the way that you have reacted to this magician. I mean, it's really remarkable.
He was so good.
All right, well, we'll get to it. We have some audio to play for you all coming up next hour on the show. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
I have no idea where my car is parked.
Okay, so think about the joy of winning the lottery, the feeling of how great that is, that you're millions of dollars richer than you were a moment before.
It's got to be the best. I mean, I know that Grand Slam World Series is cool, but checking your numbers and realizing when it doesn't say, sorry, not a winner or a loser or whatever it says, and instead it says you're $44 million richer, that's got to be the greatest.
Yeah, so this guy in Orange County, he won a $44 million Powerball jackpot. And he was like, it was really exciting. And he plays all of them. He says he plays Fantasy Five, Powerball, Super Lotto, Mega. He plays every.
Real degenerate,
every, yes,
this guy.
Exactly.
Love it.
So he walked into his Ralph's, bought his lottery tickets using his favorite numbers. All five numbers, including the Powerball 10, were drawn.
Goddamn.
So he won $44 million. Oh. Now, that was back in August. And he claims that it's been, you know, obviously many weeks now, and that he is still waiting for his payout. And he says the process has been so horrible for a winner of any big lotto winning. He was like, they won't tell you that by this date you're going to get the money. They don't tell you that. They leave it open-ended so that you're sitting waiting daily hoping you're going to get the funds. And how horrible is that to be like, I am rich, but I still...
Right.
Need to borrow money.
I know. I come on. I'm going to do the house shopping, I'm going to do the car, but I'm not, any minute, I'm going to get that paycheck. And then when you start telling people, I'm going to get my lottery payment any minute, they start not believing
you. But what is taking so long? I mean, if you won the thing in August.
I thought people got paid right away.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I guess he probably figured out he's taking the cash lump sum annuity, so it's going to be 20 mil, got some taxes, but he's still doing all right, but you would think.
Well, they claim that anybody who wins has to go through a lengthy vetting process, which can include an investigation by law enforcement, cross-checking the alleged winner so that they don't owe the state any money in taxes or child support. So there's checks and balances they have to do
before they
verify that you're the winner and pay you. So maybe he just has to go through some extra stuff. Like
it
you said, it sounds like
it's 6 to 8 weeks in California.
Yeah. So I guess it's just taking a lot longer than it's supposed to.
I mean, I would think at some point, let's just say win the lottery today, I start maxing out credit cards immediately because I just assume eventually I'll pay them off when I get paid. But at some point, I guess there's that little gray area between when you get paid and when you've maxed out your credit cards. But and that's got to suck.
Totally.
Because that's when you're like, I'm a lottery winner, I'm technically rich, but there's probably still part of you that feels until that money hits your account, like...
It really didn't happen.
Like, maybe there's some glitch or weird... Because you do hear stories sometimes. But like, I got the winning tickets, but there was a software malfunction, and they're not paying.
And then if you're the person who is asked to borrow money, you know, like, if you're a winner of $44 million, and you're like, okay, I'm going to ask my friends to borrow money during that
time. I'm good for it. Here's the picture of the ticket.
And those are some really good friends that are going to continue to do you a solid and hopefully get paid back.
Right, because why would you not pay the person that's about to get stupid rich...
But the California Lottery said that they get 10,000 plus claims a month that people have won the lottery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that so they have to like debunk all these people all the time.
What a job that is.
Okay, so we talked earlier about Grand Slam moments, but you know, when you meet your moment, you can either knock it out of the park or you can strike out completely. And having sung the national anthem before, it is an easy strikeout. It's a hard song to sing, but you'd think if somebody gets to the point where they're singing it in front of thousands of people, they've been vetted, they know what they're doing. Up-and-coming singer Loomis is probably no longer up-and-coming after she did a performance on C-SPAN, a nationally televised debate for all the third-party candidates in the election. It got so bad that she asked to do it over in the middle.
For the rampants we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets... Can I go back, please? I got too nervous.
Oh, man.
I want to go back. Can I go back, please?
We're alive. Because we're alive.
We're alive. So do you, I guess it's all courtesy claps at that point.
I mean, yeah, you were a former national anthem singer. If you remember, they introduced you before the Galaxy game, and there was...
Attention, Galaxy fans. Madeline Hernandez has mysteriously gone missing. If you have any tips or know anyone who would benefit from her disappearance, please alert the authorities, and now her replacement and the prime suspect, Allie Johnson.
Remember all those wonderful introductions you got when you sang the national anthem?
And if you remember, back in July at the Home Run Derby, this is Ingrid Andress, and she's a country singer.
And the rockets red glare.
But she was drunk,
the
right?
The bombs bursting in air.
Yeah, her excuse was, I'm sorry, I was drunk, I need to go to rehab. And for Loomis, she basically said, first off, I'd like to apologize to the Free and Equal political team for this mishap. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to apologize. I was always scared I was going to fail, and then I did, and the world's seen it.
Yeah. But Allie, when she got to sing the national anthem, she...
Hello, LA Galaxy fans. Please rise for your national anthem. You may know tonight's performer from the concession stand, where she filled her pockets with free ketchup and mustard packets. She also is a peeping Tom, who will watch you in your own home, so... Close your curtains and open your ears for this random white lady.
That was a beautiful intro. And then you went up there and you crushed it.
Those were really funny.
You really crushed it.
All right, what is a digital condom? It has nothing to do with getting pregnant. It has everything to do with your online protection. And it's kind of being called more of a camdom. A way to prevent anyone from taking photos, films, or recordings of you without you knowing while you're hooking up with somebody. So what you do is you download this app before you hook up with someone, then you hook up your phones, it'll lock them together, and then disconnect the cameras and the microphones on the phones. And then as soon as somebody tries to record, if you're like someone's trying to secret cam you while you're hooking up, an alarm will go off and alert you that, hey, you're being filmed without your consent.
So it's called a camdom, and it's only for if you're having virtual phone sex.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's for when you're having sex. You know how people get filmed all the time without their consent when they're having sex with people?
No, I didn't know that.
What?
Why would they do that?
Because they're weird.
Hmm.
People film their sexual encounters all the time without people knowing.
But, I mean, if you had that on one phone, what would stop someone from setting up a second phone or a third camera? Or
I guess if they had multiple phones, that would be something.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's looking to take a shady video, I mean, it seems like you're not going to get stopped because you don't have the camdom. I thought that was...
But remember that guy that was accidentally, his phone was recording him having sex?
I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot of times, right?
No, that, like, famous broadcaster.
Yeah. It was, what's his face, from the Broncos. Right. And that got released. But I think he Instagrammed live accidentally.
I know,
but
if he had this app, all of his camera and microphone, all of it would be disabled.
Oh, God.
So none of that would be able to happen.
Hey, quickly, before we move on past the ADD news, Kelly, you are a former lottery winner, yes?
Yes.
What happened to you?
I won $30,000 on the Tetris Scratcher, the $3 Tetris Scratcher.
Go ahead.
On October 31st, and I had my money like a week before Christmas.
So it's about 2 months you got paid, right?
Actually, it was pretty quick.
Did you blow through it yet, or do you still have anything left?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my kids had an awesome Christmas.
Now, I believe that. Man, that's great. No better time for your parents to win the lottery than right before Christmas.
Wouldn't you buy your kids tons of scratchers?
Oh, my God. Nothing better. This is K-Rock.